Breakfast puppies?
This podcast contains adult language and content and is meant for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
We're all set to begin, so let's dive right in to Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your cars, but mostly it's about dive bars. Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
Hey everyone, NPC here. I'm adding this note to the beginning as a bit of explanation. This episode was the last session we recorded online during the 2020 COVID lockdown before resuming our in-person sessions here at the studio. There was a lot of audio drift on the tracks, and the network connection kept stalling and dropping out, making timing pretty difficult to work with. I've been pressed for time catching up with our backlog, so I apologize if this one isn't up to our usual quality standards. But it's a good episode, and we had a blast. So much, in fact, that we recently recorded a second follow-up episode wherein we created our team's spaceship. That one is going direct to our patrons-only feed as a big thanks for everyone who is still helping us pay the bills. Thank you for sticking around. We appreciate you greatly. Check it out on patreon.com if you are interested. Thanks again, and enjoy the show. Hey, Xander, what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking, or about to be drinking, Jim Beam Double Oak Twice Barreled Kentucky Bourbon.
Nice.
Jim Beam Double Oak is a whiskey to rival any other. It is first charred in American white oak barrels. Then we pour it into another freshly charred barrel for a second to mature for a second time. The added interaction with the oak wood results in a liquid intense in flavor, smooth in taste. Because again, for this episode, what's better than brown? Double brown.
What about you, Jacob?
Over here, we're drinking Skunk Brothers Moonshine.
Oh, you got more Skunk Brothers?
I got more Skunk Brothers from Stevenson, Washington, made with Washington grown corn.
Hey, we met those guys.
Cool.
Yes, I have.
No, we did together.
Oh, yes, that's right. We were on the together on
that. At Wagon Con.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And over here, I've got a nice can.
That's a good sound.
Of Rainier or Rainier. It is Rainier for Life beer, Mountain Fresh, established 1878, naturally brewed.
I am also drinking some vitamin R.
Yeah.
And I've got, of course, a little Powers Gold label on some ice right here, ready to go.
Well, naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally.
Cheers, any guys. Particular reason for the gold label instead of the High Plains whiskey?
This is what I had upstairs.
Okay. Well, speaking of things that I guess we just sort of had lying around, you're listening to Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Recorded here in Portland, Oregon. As usual, I'm NPC.
I'm just Jacob.
The good Dr. Xander Gerrymander.
And I am Poppy Beaujolais. Welcome to this wild podcast. Today, we see four gentlemen podcasters in their natural habitat. Let's see what they are going to do.
Four? Okay. Yeah.
I mean, Xander's mustache counts as like an extra.
Yeah, this is Dr. Xander. This is Gerrymander.
Gerrymander, yeah. Right, yeah.
And also, speaking of things that we just had lying around, we wanted to do another character jam, trying to come up with some ideas. And we mentioned this one last time, and we finally getting around to do it this time. And I know Xander has been waiting on this one for a while, and I literally just pulled this off my shelf and said, hey, guys, let's do the Firefly role-playing game from Margaret Weiss Productions, which I should actually call the late Firefly role-playing game, because Margaret Weiss Productions, I don't think exists anymore, but I do know that they, even if they do exist, they lost the license.
Oh.
Yeah. So this is not to be confused with the Serenity role-playing game, also from Margaret Weiss Productions, which they published before because they got the license for the movie, but not the show. And then they made a role-playing game based on only the things that were mentioned in the movie, which is all they could work with. Then later, they got the license for the show. And let me tell you,
this book blows the other one away. It's just the better updated system. It's cooler. It's smoother. It is just a beautiful, beautiful fucking book. And if you are unfamiliar with Firefly, what rock have you been living under?
Why are we friends?
No, there's many reasons that show didn't succeed, but I would say that the number one reason was mismanagement from his production company. Thanks, Fox. Fuck
Chibi,
you.
It wasn't Chibi-chan taking over their time slot?
I don't get that reference.
Sorry, it's a gamers Hands of Fate reference, because I was only just introduced to that recently, and I'm like 12 years behind everything. Never mind, I'll stop.
All right. Well, okay, so Firefly role-playing game is based on a system called Cortex, which is one of those systems that, unlike D&D, you don't just roll a single die and take the result. There's usually multiple dice that you consult when you roll. So I think you basically kind of add them together, I don't remember. I haven't played this game in so long, and I decidedly did not read up on it today before this session. So we can go through it blind. Any questions?
No questions yet. I would just like to say that my pink outfit and general pink sort of thing I've got going on here is in homage to the Shindig, where Kaylee gets her pretty dress.
Aww.
And is very happy about it. So that's why I am dressed thusly today. Just so you
very
know.
Very nice. And I also too want to point out that I have my badger hat on. And my very nice long brown coat.
You do have a very nice hat. I will go ahead and read the back of the book. Fly up and into the black with the Firefly role-playing game. Hold on, I gotta get my redneck on. The Firefly role-playing game is geared towards honest folk like yourself. Will you be a big damn hero? Or will your luck turn sour? Form a crew of 3 to 5 players. Grab some dice and poker chips. Find out. Each episode lasts about an evening, so plan accordingly. Shiny! What you get in this here book? In-depth episode guide. Find all 14 Firefly TV show write-ups with rules for characters, ships, gears, and more. Packed with characters and ships, choose from over 30 characters, 20 ships, or just create your own. Also includes over 75 plus NPCs. Make that 76. New full-length adventure! Learn how to play with a brand new episode called What's Yours? It's Mine.
Nathaniel?
Yeah?
Ni hao ma?
Oh, no. We ain't doing this.
Oh, God. It's been too long.
Cho-cho.
Wo hao, Nina?
Wo fei shang hao, xie xie. Wo shi junguo ren. Wo shi meiguo ren. I can never
remember.
So
that actually leads me to a story that I want to open this up with. I studied Chinese, Mandarin Chinese, for a few years in my youth. Forgot most of it. I can barely order from a restaurant and usually can't even do that because they're Cantonese around here. Mm-hmm. But the third year of my Chinese education, I remember, was at a college in Atlanta. No, this is the fourth year. And brand new teacher for me. Went to this class, and I remember it was a refresher. This bunch of Southerners and myself, including myself, I should say, in this class. There was this one guy, and his Southern accent was so intense that he didn't even bother with the tones or the accents of Chinese. Like, I don't think he could understand it. He was just in there for a credit, and somehow he passed. I don't get it. He was a fun guy, but he wasn't good at Chinese. And I remember the teacher eventually got to the point that she just sort of smiled and nodded and moved past him whenever she had him recite something. And I remember we were talking about drinking coffee. Yeah, it was. She was asking us to say, do you or do you not like drinking coffee? And I remember it was like, ni hao, ni si huan, bu si huan, chu wan fu, or chu cafe. And chu hu cafe, ni si huan, bu si huan, hu cafe. And his response was, he was always like, ni si huan, bu si huan, hu cafe. And she would just go, very good. And next. You could just see the look in her eyes of, I have given up on this one.
It's kind of like making me at my worst Minnesotan try to talk without indirect objects.
I took 1 year of Mandarin when I was in high school, and our teacher, Lao Xie, was she taught Mandarin at Fort Collins High School, and she taught over at Rocky Mountain High School, the like rival high school across town. And so she was always like rushing via bus, and the bus system in the town sucked, and so she was always running just a little bit late. And but she was great, and so she'd always come in, and I'm not gonna do her voice justice here, and I apologize, but she came in one day and she's like, the students at Rocky Mountain High School taught me new word today. I'm like, oh, cool. What did they teach you? Because, yeah, you know, she's like, they taught me the word anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Coming back to Firefly, this is one of those games where character creation doesn't happen until page 146.
Oof.
And this is a 370 page book. Because the first 100 and so pages are a breakdown of every episode of the series, complete with the major scenes that you might remember from them, broken down into game mechanics.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
They go through and they give stats for some of the side characters. They show what dice were rolled at what time and how the dice would have resulted if they had been rolling dice in those scenes. Mm. It's quite fascinating. Like, there's so many NPCs that are statted out in here, just random NPCs. The characters from, which is the one with Niska? That was
that was a train robbery one, right?
The train, yeah, the train job.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, with the train job, we get the stats for where is he? The sheriff, and we get the stats for Crow. And so Crow, you know, has a stat of 10 in fighting with knives, which was his thing. it's just fascinating. Anyway, skipping all of this, again, it's like over 100 pages of just nothing but mechanics breakdown for each episode, and it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous the way it works. Test the stats on Jubal early. This is just cool. All right, so are we ready to make characters for Firefly, the role-playing game?
Oh, yeah. I sure fucking am.
Shiny Captain.
Now, what kind of character do you want to play? You the controlling type? Who captain your own ship, itching to step right into Kaylee's shoes and tinker with Serenity? Fancy a life as a backwater matriarch like Patience out in the rim? Remember, you'll be meeting all manner of folk and traveling clear across the verse. Do what you do best. Find a job. Keep flying. This whole book is written this way. Like, it's literally written as if some yokel from the Firefly universe wrote it. Now, I got opinions on this. I like it to an extent. After a while, it gets a little tiresome. Just like speak plainly here, please. Break it down. Okay, so we each have character sheets, and I am actually going to try and make a character alongside you this time. So we get a good crew of four. Okay, character creation rules. Here we go. So there's two ways. Well, there's multiple ways to make a character in this game. One, you can just pick one of the templates and kind of tweak it a little bit, and you have a character in just a few steps, or you can create one completely from scratch.
From scratch, obviously.
Yeah, I think right. From scratch is the breakfast puppy's way.
Okay, well, here's what we'll do. In order to at least get you started, I'll review the templates that they have here. There are no classes in this game, so you kind of like put the points where you want them. But these templates are here to give you a bit of inspiration on making a character that will fit the setting and follows close to the lore of the show. Okay, we've got the Wealthy Academy dropout, the Alliance agent, the Alliance engineer, good old Astro. Oh, wait. No, hold on. Each of these has a quote. I have to fucking read these quotes because, duh. Academy dropout. I opened my eyes and now I'm paying the price. Alliance agent. Forget trying to bribe me. Don't you know who I work for? Alliance engineer. I didn't know they still made parts for these. They don't? Well, that explains your problem. Asteroid miner. I'm going to crack this rock like a hard-boiled egg. Blue Sun corporate assassin. What? Let's just say I work in human resources.
Wow.
I've looked at this book like twice, and I remembered that one.
Okay.
Core hospital intern. A fully stocked med kit ain't a bottle of homemade whiskey and an old hunting knife.
It depends where you are, son. It depends where you are.
Doc Foreman. Can't figure out the problem? Point me and my crew to it. That's what I'm here for. Minor league hustler. I don't need to tell someone like you that what I'm proposing is the deal of a lifetime. And triad enforcer. Joaquin, I do not know what you're talking about. I help people. Dugma. These are just some examples. What we're going to do, though, is we're going to build a crew. We want a crew. Oh, wait. There's more. Damn it. Oh, oh my God. I'm stupid. Okay. The archetypes are broken out by region. There's a lot of these. So those were just the archetypes that you might find in the core. Now we're going to go to the archetypes that you might find in the border planets. These are probably going to be more up your alley since we're essentially cribbing Firefly for our own gaming purposes. We have the border planet farmer. You can have your wars and intrigue. Farming's practical. You got the credits. I got what you need. The career law dog. Now, we can settle this all peaceable like. I can guarantee you ain't going to enjoy my second proposal. The dishonored politician. There's no way I can save face now. The former companion. What is it Lucifer said? Shepherd? Better to reign in hell than serve in heaven? Oh, here's a special nod. Former companion. Dude, I love it.
Nice.
They did not put just some, you know, standard sexy space lady courtesan. I like that they mix it up in this. High stakes gambler. Deal out the cards. They can take me to jail when I'm good and ready. Natural reader. Of course you're in love with her. I have a sense about these things. And, you know, reader like brain stuff. Security professional. To me, doesn't really matter if you're worth the bullet. Small-time trader. I'm no Lao Quan. I'm no Lao Qian. You deal with me and I'll make sure you get a fair bargain. And finally, we have the Rim. Alliance Black Ops. The price of freedom is eternal vigilance. Battle-worn bounty hunter. Cry all you want. I ain't got the heart to listen. Cortex hacker. Of course, I can get you access without an ident card. How much were you willing to pay me again? Derelict salvager. Permit or no permit. There's some good cargo to be had out in the black. I'd be a fool not to take it. Freelance investigator. My Uncle Poe always used to tell me, Shudao Husan San. Whatever that means. Newly ordained shepherd. Faith is the quiet stream on the riverbed, working slowly to make great change. And finally, retired outlaw. No reason about it. Sooner or later, we all got it coming. So, let's talk about your crew. Who do you guys want to be?
Well, I have a question.
Yeah?
So we pick our archetype, and then we get to choose our, like, job on our ship?
What these do is they provide guidance if you want it. You can grab an archetype. They have a whole lot of the numbers already figured out, and you can take those as an example, or you can just start fresh.
Okay.
Yeah, I want, okay.
You guys go first.
Who's the captain? Don't all speak up at once now.
Well, Jacob?
Okay. I mean, unless someone speaks up, we can have that.
I want to be the pilot. Unless anybody else was really excited about being the pilot. I want to drive the ship.
Fine. I'll take captain. Xander, unless you want it, speak now or forever hold your peace.
I'm just going to let you know, if you let me be captain, it's going to be the Jesus Mobile, because I was going to be the recently ordained shepherd.
Oh, Lord help us. Okay.
So that's your option.
All right. I'll take captain.
Okay. Tell me about your captain style. Are you going to be basically Mal Reynolds, or are you going to play a different kind of style?
Very different kind of style. I am imagining that as a captain, I'm actually ex-military, saw action during the Unification War, veteran of the Battle of Sturges. While I was military, I was not an officer.
Oh,
so
God.
It's more of like, you know, Master Chief Petty Officer Engstrom is now the captain. And so it's like, look, you know what you got to do. Go and fucking do it. Don't get us in trouble. We're here to make money and retire.
Keep her flying.
Okay. And so, Poppy, you're playing the pilot. What's your story? Where are you from?
I'm kind of drawn towards that. Was it Derelict Scavenger? Whatever.
Derelict Scavenger. Or, yeah.
What was that? Yeah. What was their little quote? Their quote again was just like, there's cool shit out there and I want it.
Permit or no permit, there's some good cargo to be had out in the black. I'd be a fool not to take it.
I kind of like the idea of being a pilot and this like hoarder / scavenger, like sort of, we could use that. We could sell that. What is my story? I think my story is that I was not in the military. Probably had relatives in the military, as most people did. I'm guessing that I have been on my own since I was pretty young, thus the scavenging. Probably learned to pilot by just getting random jobs and like, sort of self-taught. So I'm definitely sort of scrappy, but have been more or less raising myself since I was like probably 13 or 14. So probably missing some formative years socialization, because instead I was worried about survival. But I'm also okay. Just, that doesn't make me like a creeper exactly. It makes me more just kind of fucking, just kind of weird, but not.
Okay. No,
way.
That's good.
Yeah.
We can build the rest out with that, but that's a good foundation.
Yeah.
And Xander, tell me a little bit more about your story so far, like how he got to this point. You don't have to give a full like 10 page backstory, but what are we working with?
No, I'm definitely going and, kind of playing the, Firefly version of Jesse Custer, if you're familiar with the character from Preacher. Kind of like the, you know, hard drinking, chain smoking, but still like on the path to God, and is trying to repent for some of his past unlawful ways. And so he has turned to the cloth to become a shepherd, but he's still kind of, you know, outlawing and roguish enough to connect with those who probably most need to go and hear the word of the Lord.
That you almost started to remind me of a character that I played a long time ago, that, but then you kind of drifted away from that. So that's cool. I remember years ago, I played in a game called Dogs in the Vineyard, and Dogs in the Vineyard is a indie story conflict heavy game about a group of characters who are essentially Mormon gunslingers in the Wild West. And you are each, you know, given godly authority from some religion out there in the Wild West, and you go forth and, you know, do the work of God with a gun. And I remember, you know, there's so many different ways to play the character, but I remember My character, I decided to name him. He was Reverend Rufus D. Hawthorne. And the whenever you make a new character in it, you get a whole bunch of traits, but every character gets a special trait, which is their holiness, essentially, which is like a, and it's a statement like, I am God's right hand, or I am God's healing sympathy, or something like that, a trait that you can use. I put, I am God's middle finger, and I was able to use that trait. You essentially have to argue, I'm going to use this trait in this because fuck you. Anyway, all right. I think the character that I'm going to build out is, I'm going to build a bruiser here, and but I'm thinking he's going to be like a super charming bruiser. I'm thinking if Elliot from Leverage were less angry, and instead we're like kind of suave. So a suave bruiser.
Damn it, yeah. Artisan. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I actually had a Christian Kane dream last night. He saved my life from an assassin.
Oh.
I wonder if Christian Kane ever dreams about me.
Probably not. Okay. Sorry. The truth hurts. Anyway, here's what we're going to do. We're going to start with your attributes. Everybody, you only have three of them. You should have them on the character sheet there. Your attributes and your skills and pretty much everything in this game, you're going to assign a die size to it that will, you'll be rolling that die whenever you call upon that attribute or trait. So, here's how it goes. Each, your attributes are physical, mental, and social. They determine how well your character, your crew member, acts in each of these three areas. They're rated from D6 to D10. Because you're a cut above the rest, the default die rating for an attribute is D8. You can choose to just leave all three at D8. Or step one up to D10 while stepping another one down to D6. See if I could find a description of what these actually do.
Those were definitely words you just said.
So again, so basically we get 16 points and you have to go and cut them up in the different variations of.
Well, right now, think of it this way. All of your stats start at a D8.
Okay.
Then you can choose, if you wish, to lower one of them to a D6 and in turn raise one of them to a D10.
Ew.
Yeah. I see.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, if we can get descriptions of these, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'm trying to find them. They've got it's a strangely laid out book. Signature asset, where is it? Attributes, starting page 147. There we go. Get her done. Attributes, here we go. Each character, yeah, so hold on. It doesn't fucking say. Okay, here we go. River Tank, it gives examples of characters instead. What it says is three sets of dice. So they represent your character's relative strengths when engaging in different kinds of tasks, ranging from fixing engines to shooting guns to talking your way through a tense situation. You use these attributes. They will be the first one for every dice pool that you build in this game. You always include this die when you take an action. So, for example, it says, River Tam's got such a sharp intellect and mighty awkward way of dealing with folks that gives her a mental D10, social in D6, and she's a trained dancer, so we keep her physical at D8. In contrast, Simon is really smart. We give him a mental D10, but he's also not super tough, so we give him a physical D6 and keep his social at D8. Ultimately, all it means is these are the foundational dice that you're going to use for all actions in the game. Is it something involving using the mind? It's going to be mental. Is it something involving using your body in some way? Physical. And finally, if you're interacting with other characters, social. Ultimately, okay. What it matters is which ones do you want to be best at when you bring them into play?
Okay, I got it.
Everybody got it?
I think so.
So I'm going to put this guy. This guy's not going to be too bright, of course. So I'm going to make him a D6. And I'm going to pop his physical up to 10 and his keep a social at 8. I mean, he is ultimately the bruiser, but he can serve as a good secondary face, I guess.
I am keeping all three at 8.
I am keeping my mental at 8. My physical is going to be a 6, so I can bump my social up to a 10.
And all right. I'm kind of the opposite of that. And my mental, I'm going to keep my mental at an 8 because I've got some street smarts, but, you know, physical, I'm bumped up to a 10 and I moved down my social to a 6.
Okay.
So 8, 10, 6.
A little balanced, guys.
Look how we did that.
Yeah, this is a good mix. We're going to get into a lot of trouble. All right, next, you're going to have some skills. Let's see. Next, we choose what are called distinctions. Every character has 3 distinctions at the default D8 rating. Where are those on the sheet? I think those are what's on the right side. Sheet breakdown. Where is it? Ah, here we go. Yeah, distinctions. Got it. Your crew member has 3 of them. When a distinction works in your favor, you add a D8 to your dice pool. But at any point in the game, you can choose to use it against you and roll a D4 for a trait instead. If you do so, you gain what's called a plot point. Now, plot points are really useful. They're kind of like bennies if y'all have played Savage Worlds, or fate points if you played Fate. They essentially give you extra story power later to to add elements to a scene. Like, you know what? I know I didn't write it down, but I totally remembered to bring my big fucking shotgun to this wedding kind of thing. okay, so you're gonna get 3 distinctions. Each distinction shapes the crew members by revealing where they came from, how they make a living, or why they stand out. Also includes triggers you'll unlock during the game. You'll see a set of highlighted skills that'll help you. For now, just keep those in mind. We've included a sample set of distinctions for you. You can pick any 3 that you like, come up with an idea for a new one, head over to a page and learn more about creating your own. Let's just stick with the ones that are here. okay, you can get, for example, it gives distinctions based on your role, distinctions based on your personality. You can get distinctions based on your background. Yeah. This is, I do like the way that they build these distinctions out. Okay. I'm just going to read off some of them. There's a lot here, multiple pages of examples. And if you've got one that you think fits, we can probably find something to match. Role distinctions. Agent provocateur, alliance officer, bounty hunter, cortex technician, con artist, registered companion, etc. Personalities, backstabbing, bad reputation, fashionable, honest man, heart of ice and dust, etc. Backgrounds, blind as a bat, brothers, drunk, done time, filthy rich, semi-retired, etc. Veteran of the Unification War, that's a good one. Yeah. And you get 3 of these. So if you got like ideas, or any specific aspects of your background that, or of your story, your character's persona that you want to really bring into play a lot. Like for example, where is it? Is there a shepherd one? There's gotta be a shepherd one here.
Yeah, there is.
There's gotta be. Ship's shepherd. Here we go. Ship's shepherd is a good one to have. You don't fix faith. It fixes you. If you take this one, then you get. Wait, hold on. Let me make sure I follow how to write these down properly. Got it. Okay. Each of these will give you 2 powers. So you're going to get a total of 6 powers here. So Xander, I'll read this one around. Around. 6 shepherd. Ships. Words. Beer. Yes. Ships shepherd. Taken on faith. When you create an asset or take a complication, related to beliefs, you step it up, which is you make it, you get extra points and dice and a step of die roll, I believe. And next, you get a skill called religiosity. You gain a plot point when you spend time sharing your faith with the unbelievers.
Yeah, ship separate shepherd for sure.
Yeah, so just whatever that first set of up there, that will be your ship shepherd. Ship shepherd set. God. And we can do ship's captain and ship's pilot. These are all perfect.
Yay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. So ship's pilot.
Yes.
Born behind the wheel. And I've never tried that before. Those are the, yeah.
Ooh.
So for that first set, right, ship's pilot and next to those first.
Distinction.
Yeah.
Okay.
For your first distinction, write ship's pilot. And for those first 2 square boxes next to them, write one behind the wheel. Meh.
Okay, hang on. So the what you're about to say goes by the check boxes.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Ship's pilot.
Okay.
Born behind the wheel.
Born behind the wheel. And I've never tried that before.
Okay.
And ship's captain, you get protect the crew and lead the crew.
That's why we have you.
For my guy, is there a ship's thug? let's see. I don't see a ship's thug. There's a mercenary, but I don't want to do mercenary. He's actually a cool guy. But.
Maybe you're the dropout.
I think I'm going to choose. I'm going to choose first mate.
Oh yeah, that's handy.
And first mate gives me the following 2. Got your back, sir. If the captain fails a roll, I can step up or double an attribute on the next roll. And the second one is right here, sir. Spend a plot point to join a scene involving the captain that you weren't already in. I don't know. Captain's in trouble. Suddenly, I just appear and slug a guy.
Sorry, I'm late.
Oh, there's your tagline right there.
I love it. Okay, now
it would be hysterical if your character, for some reason, does not understand Chinese at all.
Me? Yeah. Hold on, make a note. No Chinese. He's not too smart, but I think he's going to be witty. He's good at comebacks and whatnot. Poppy, you got a question?
Can we take a very quick break before we move on to the next section? I really have to use the bathroom.
You know, I do too. So okay. Let's take a short break.
Thank you.
So we each have to get 2 more of these. There's one that I am going to take. It's a background one. And I saw it and suddenly I got ideas. And it is former companion.
Are we back on?
We're back on. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I think my dude used to be, he trained as a companion, but he left that life to follow his own. So he's used to being an object of affection.
Hence the charming aspect that makes good character sense.
Yeah, so that gives him old habits die hard, which means you can step up a complication to double or step up social for all influence, notice, and perform roles. Pretty cool. And fiercely independent, gain a point when you reject someone else's plans to strike out on your own. Complicated. Okay. I have some suggestions for you folks. Jacob, you had mentioned at the beginning that he was a veteran.
Yeah, so I was going to want veteran of the unification.
Great. Do you by chance have the PDF of the book?
Somewhere. I am looking for it, but I cannot find it.
Well, I'll go ahead and tell you what you get then. That's going to get you fighting type, which you spend a plot point to step up or double your shoot or fight when you're outnumbered.
Nice.
That's pretty good. And you get war stories. When you create an asset or take a complication related to a wartime flashback, you step it up. And let's see. There was another one that I thought was pretty good. What's your personality like, Xander? Or Xander's character, not Xander, because I know your personality very well.
Oops. Yeah. I'm picturing myself as myself as kind of basically a very, very close equivalent to Jesse Custer from the show Preacher.
I haven't seen the show. Sorry.
Me either. I don't
like
get
at
that
the
reference.
Very start of the series.
Yeah.
So, tell me more.
So basically, I'm thinking, you know, previous, you know, criminal background, and you know, then realize kind of like the hurt I have caused, and kind of the errors of my way in which it has affected people. However, some of the old habits do also die hard in me. So still, like, you know, the, you know, you're just as likely to find me on my knees in the aisles of a church as you are to find me slumped over in a bar stool. But I use that in order to go and connect with who I view to be the most sinful of types, which are those who are probably also slumped into a bar stool next to me. So I can go and connect with them a lot easier because I've been down their path before. I have had those falling grace, you know, those moments of falling from grace. But I have found it again, and by God, over a bottle of whiskey will get you some Jesus.
Sounds like you have friends in low places.
Sure do.
Okay, friends in low places is the next one you should take. It's going to give you two abilities. The first one's called I Know a Guy. You just create a social asset if you need to. And the other one is Rumor Mill. You can gain assets for information.
Love it.
And there, here's one that, hold on. No. Okay. Used to be a criminal. Okay. Here's another one. This is a personality based one that may or may not work for you, but it's hard luck case. The verse is a hard place. No one knows that better than you. Gives you nose for trouble and trouble on your heels.
I like that. I kind of picture that, like, you know, every once in a while, you know, I'll be rolling into some space station. And it's like, wait, weren't you so-and-so? Woo. Didn't you once do that one really awful thing to me?
Weren't you here with a different lady yesterday?
this one was called, this was called what again?
It was called Hard Luck Case, and the two are called Nose for Trouble. When you stumble into a situation you shouldn't be in, you gain plot points. Or when you overhear something you shouldn't. And the other one is Trouble on Your Heels. When you are being chased or followed out of a scene, you can step up your sneak or trick in order to try and slip away.
Nice.
Okay, so now Poppy, let's figure out more about your pilot here.
Yes, I'm working on my lighting.
Where are what's your background before you became a pilot? You said you grew up on the streets?
Yes, yeah, so I'm guessing I was orphaned when I was like at what age can you more or less take care of yourself but you're still kind of an idiot? What, like 16? Because I get the feeling that my character doesn't really sort of conceptualize the war like it was something that happened a long time ago, even though it really wasn't. So I'm thinking she was probably orphaned, or they actually, my character is going to be a they. They were probably orphaned when they were like 13. But I guess like just came from, you know, kind of a poor background and was sort of like already used to kind of taking care of themselves. So kind of been raising themselves since they were like 12 or 13 years old. Very much a self-starter, very scrappy, learned how to just sort of survive and get business taken care of. Like basically those first two rungs of Maslow's hierarchy or needs is all I ever have time to worry about. So I'm not really like depressed and I'm not really happy either. I'm just gotta work, gotta do the thing and just keep going, you know? Yeah, very self-taught, but has like known when to glom on to people to learn necessary skills or get their needs met in whatever way.
Okay.
Poppy, would you say you know when to hold them and know when to fold them?
I would say more that I know when to walk away and I know when to run. So yeah, like can be very personable, but also like might stab you in the back if they've got to eat and you have food and you don't have any, like, you know, they might steal your food. But learned how to pilot by glomming on and learning a skill, a marketable skill, and it comes with housing. Woohoo. Bonus.
Okay. All right. I got some suggestions for you. Think about them.
Okay.
One is intuitive. Mm-hmm. You're not a reader, but the way folk carry themselves, how they move, that's the language you speak. When, for example, what the first one gives, it's called "Now is not your time." When someone tries to attack you the first time, you can make it a social thing instead. Maybe another one is "Take measure." When you come into conflict with someone for the first time, you can attempt to size them up.
Oh, that one.
Let's see. There's another one. "World weary." You've seen a lot and little is left to surprise you. You get two of them. One's called "Been There." You can create an asset when you ask help from an old contact. And the other one's called "Done That." When you tell a crew member about a situation from your past similar to the one you face now, you gain a new specialty for the rest of the scene.
So I definitely like... So how many more of these do I get in my little check boxes?
So essentially, each of these is... You're going to get a total of 3 of these distinctions, and each of these distinctions has 2 abilities.
Okay.
So you're going to get a total of 4 more check boxes. Okay. But each one of those is separate. Every 2 of those is separate. So you need to pick 2 more distinctions, such as "world weary" or "wet behind the ears" or and so on.
What was the one that was intuitive?
Intuitive.
Intuitive. Yeah. I liked that one. What were those 2?
Now is not your time.
Okay.
And take measure.
Take measure. So can I also get "world weary" or is there more to choose from? Or are we not there yet?
There's a lot to choose from. I'm trying to picture something to match what you're talking about.
"Wet behind the ears."
"Wet behind the ears." You're still kind of quiet, Jacob.
I liked "world weary." Like been there, done that. Yeah. That's just life, you know? I figure I'm probably in my... late 20s, early 30s at this point. Okay. Been there, done that.
That works.
So been there and then done that.
And Jacob, what about you?
What are your thoughts? I finally found my PDF, by the way.
Oh, sweet.
I am flipping between Shadows of the War and let's see, where is the other one I was looking at? Yeah, I'll find it in a minute.
I'm trying to figure. I want to pick
Friends in High Places.
One more.
Friends
in High Places. There you go.
I'm trying. Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going to go Friends in High Places.
Where's that one?
That is on page 353.
What? Oh, I see. There's so many more distinctions. Hold on. Oh, my God. Poppy. Hold on. I feel like I might have forced some of those on you, not knowing that there were a shit more distinctions later in the books. What? Oh my God. How did I? It doesn't even tell you to look there. What the? God damn it. Okay.
God damn it, Fox.
Okay.
Let's blame Fox for
everything. Yeah. 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 Fuck you, Fox.
Fuck you, Fox.
Rupert Murdoch.
This is why we use pencil. I have learned.
Okay, here are some other ones to consider, Poppy, that might match your background or your personality instead of the ones that you wrote. Think about these.
Okay.
Driven, dedicated. Driven might be better because you kind of learned everything yourself and up on the street. Free spirit is a good one.
Tell me about free spirit.
Free spirit. You go where the wind takes you. New horizons. This is great. Yes, this is good for a pilot. The first time you fly a new vehicle or you take a vehicle somewhere new, you can double your dice or double it, step it up or double it. And then you can also spend a plot point to increase your chances to escape from bonds. Or capture.
I think
that's
a
good one.
I think I'm gonna. What was that one called? Free spirit.
Free spirit.
I think I'm gonna get rid of the been there, done that, and I'm gonna go with free spirit. So tell me what those are again, please.
Got it. The first one's called New Horizons, and the second one is called Unbound. Xander, I wish to read a couple more off to you that you might be interested in. One is called Proselytizer. I tell you, good people, that the Lord waits in heaven for the righteous. You would get the abilities of Sermonize and The Lord Provides. But there's another one. I'm sorry. These are two right next to each other that sound pretty good. The first one I was looking at is True Faith. Lost in Prayer and Test of Faith would be your abilities. But the one right next to it that might be of interest to you is Tough as an Old Leather Boot. I love what it says. You built your empire with your own hands. You may be a rich man now. You're still the same sumbitch on the inside.
Wow. For a different character, I might take that, but I think I'm going to stick with the three that I got.
Okay. All right. So, Jacob, you picked Friends in High Places.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Well, I got Friends in High Places. I got Ship's Captain, and I got Veteran of the Unification War. So I got my three.
Oh, man. I need a third, and I want something to make this guy unique. Like, I definitely... Like, he's going to be skilled at fighting, but I'm going to basically do that with skills and stuff. I think I want to make this guy sort of a variety character. Or more with, like, all of his stuff having to do with, like, background or personality. Things that, when you're watching this television show, you would not expect. Like, one of them I was looking at was, like, dancer. Like, maybe he's a dancer. Maybe he's trained at ballet for some reason.
I just want to be dainty. Or
trained at ballet or salsa. Oh, man. I don't know. What are some that you're looking at here, Jacob? Any ideas?
Let's see. Dancer was one that jumped out to me as well. I dainty also is hysterical, I think.
Just like a leaf upon the wind, brother.
Let's see. The alluring was another one that I thought of for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Personality distinctions. It's on page 348.
It gets memorable and turn heads. Ooh, I like that one. I do like that one.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool if I wanted to go like full sexiness. But I think that might be too leaning onto the whole former companion thing. Like, I kind of want the former companion thing to be a thing that people forget about.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, that's right. You used to, you know, have sex for a living.
Living the dream.
There are some interesting ones here. I like, for example, sweet and cheerful.
No. Aww.
Maybe he's just a big old softy.
Just happens to have hands the size of meat cleavers, but inside he's got a heart of gold.
I just imagined that the little voice I do for Kikuchiyo when I'm talking for him, our cat. Like, I just imagined your character talking with that voice. Like, well, guys, I'm not really sure where I'm gonna go to next time, but like, it seems pretty good to go over there. You know.
Oh my God, there are so many more role distinctions out here, like, yeah, cattle baron and backwater matriarch and core surgeon and
fuck again, yeah.
Oh man, where's some other gold prospector, goodwill ambassador, handsome ranch hand. I think that might be it.
I was going to suggest either that one or yeehaw.
I like gold prospector. Well, I'm going to go prospect for that gold up there in that there mountain, man. I'm just going to
Where's Yeehaw? Oh, there it is.
Darn tootin'.
Okay, so double down. We'll double your largest die in a pool before you roll. Step up a complication to that die type or create. Okay, got it. Cut both wires.
Cut them both.
Ooh, no, that's perfect. Yeehaw it is.
Because
I've been kind of picturing this guy. I've been kind of picturing this guy as kind of a charming southerner. He's not necessarily, seems like he might have fallen off the back of the turnip truck, but that was a big truck and he left a big dent in the ground. And it was a beautiful dent. Yeehaw. Okay, I got that one. That's double down and cut both wires. Okay, let's go ahead and get back then. Does everybody have three now?
Okay. Yes.
Remind me, what was the third one that you took, Jacob?
Veteran of the Unification War.
That was the first one.
So I have ship's captain, veteran of the Unification War, and friends in high places.
Friends in high places. That's it. All right, got it.
And I've got, ship's pilot, intuitive, and free spirit? Is it called intuitive? Okay.
Oh, okay. Here's what happens. You don't get all of those. So when you choose a distinction, you automatically get the first one, which is already checked, which allows you to work it into the story somehow, give yourself a lower die, but you get a plot point in exchange. Now you get to check two of them specifically.
Okay.
And those are the other ones you have.
Wait, so we don't get all...
You don't get all of them. Nope. Or six. You don't get all six, but you do get
two
of the new ones.
So six, yeah.
Yeah.
Two. What? Can we earn the other ones?
Yes. Through play.
Okay. So I get both of the ship's pilot ones automatically.
No, you don't.
What?
Okay, so right now you should have six empty checkboxes right there.
Yes. Yes.
You get to check two of them. And those are the ones you get.
Nathaniel, can you remind me again? Can you read off the descriptions for Born Behind the Wheel? And I've never tried that before.
Born Behind the Wheel, you can spin a plot point to step up or double your engines of your ship for one roll.
Okay.
For your next roll. That's good. Mm-hmm. I've never tried that before. You get to replace your fly or operate skill with a D4, but you gain what's called a big damn hero die equal to that skill's normal die rating if you succeed. So essentially you lower your skill to try something, but if you succeed at it, you get some major kudos.
Okay. Okay.
I am going to take right here, sir, because I do love the idea of just popping into a scene anytime, like boom, especially usually sliding in and punching someone in the face. I like that. And simply because I can't figure out if it's going to be cut both wires or double down.
Cut them both.
Cut both wires. Cut both wires.
Get her done.
What? No, double down's too good. I like it. That's what we're going with.
Okay.
Got it right here, sir, and double down. Okay. If you're unsure, I would just say pick the one that sounds coolest.
I chose lead the crew and let's just forget about this little mess.
Nice. A dig.
I chose Born Behind the Wheel and New Horizons.
Okay. Xander, which ones did you pick?
Ship Shepherd and Hard Luck Case.
Okay. Oh, wait, no. You get to check two of the boxes. So which of the six skills or abilities did you pick?
Religiosity and Trouble on Your Heels.
Got it.
Oh, nice.
Nice. I see how this game's going to start.
Gotta get out of this fucking plant, okay, man.
So right now, all of your skills have a D4. What that means is you're untrained. You can try using the skill, but your chance of success is slim and your odds of rolling a jinx or double ones are great. If you want to do better than that, you need to step up your skills to the next available die rating. Okay. In step two, we forgot this part. All right. In step two, you chose three distinctions. Beneath these distinctions, you probably got some skills. So if you have two or more distinctions, step it up again. Okay. Highlighted skills. Here's how this is going down. I'm just going to start with you, Jacob. What distinctions do you have? You got ship's captain. I know that one. Ship's
captain.
Okay. That one is going to let you add a die to fly, focus, and influence.
Yep.
So those both become a D6. What's the next one you got?
Veteran of the Unification War.
That one's going to give you fight, shoot, and survive with an extra die. And make sure any of the ones that you're raising, you also underline. And what's the third one? Friends in High Places. That's right. Friends in High Places, focus, no, and influence. Poppy, what were your skills? Oh, sorry, you got ship's pilot.
Ship's pilots, intuitive. Okay.
Hold on. Ship's pilot.
Yep.
Underline these skills and add a die to them.
Okay.
Fly, notice, and operate.
Fly, notice, operate. Okay.
Okay, for intuitive, underline and add a die to focus, influence, and notice.
What do you mean by add a die to?
So all of the skills on your sheet, you can just assume that all of them have a D4.
Oh, I see.
Any of the ones that you're underlying, you can circle the D6 as well.
So I just underlined notice twice?
That means you can now circle the D8.
Sweet. Ooh. Okay. I see. I see.
One, two, three, and... Okay, they all start with a D4, and then if I underline it, I can at least add a D6.
Yep, correct. And if I tell you the same one that you've already underlined, add another die to
it. So just, and then so that was intuitive. So now free spirit.
Oh, good. Drive, fly, and move.
Oh, nice.
Keep her moving.
Okay, Xander, as ship shepherd, the first three are focus, influence, and no.
Okay.
Friends in low places, right?
That's correct.
Friends in low places, you have craft, labor, and throw.
Okay.
And hard luck case, you have fix, sneak, and survive.
These love it.
Some interesting characters.
I am
so for mine.
Super excited.
I know, right? Where's Yeehaw at? What page is that?
Yeehaw.
There it is. With Yeehaw, I have drive, fight, and shoot. With former companion, notice, influence, and perform.
Yeah.
And with first mate,
Yar.
Doubled up on fight, influence, and notice. So now I've got eights in all three of those. So that's actually the skills I was kind of hoping for without even aiming for it. So that's good. My voice is not coming. Oh, fuck.
Fuck.
Hold on.
Shit. Nathaniel.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. So my voice wasn't coming into the stream and now it's working. Okay.
may I recycle that
yeah.
for you?
Yes, can you recycle I'll be right for back. Me? Okay, I'd appreciate that. Thanks, sweetie.
And that's what love is, ladies and gentlemen. That's what love is.
Okay. Here's how we're going to scale. Well, spinning points. Sorry, I lost myself. Where were we? Yeah, spinning points.
Yeah.
You can buy more skill points. You have nine points to spend on skills. Any of your highlighted skills or your underlined skills cost 1 point to increase up to a D12.
Okay.
Any skill that isn't underlined cost 2 points.
Got it.
To increase it for each die.
So are we going and by default clicking 4 on everything else?
Yes.
Yeah, everything else is a 4. You always have it.
Okay. 9 points total, you say, huh?
Yeah. Poppy, what I was saying is you have 9 points that you can spend to raise your skills. You can raise any skill up to a D12. You have to spend each point raises it one die. If it's highlighted, only costs 1 point to increase.
Okay.
If it's not underlined, it costs 2 points to increase. Okay, and all of them are at D4.
Okay, that was my question. Thank you. All of them are automatically D4.
Correct.
How many points?
One. You have 9 total points.
I feel like I need something under survive. So I need to raise that up to a 6.
Did you have that? You didn't have an
underlined. I did not have that underlined. Please help me with math. I love how there are skills of treat and trick.
Yeah, what I've got questions about that.
What are trick or treat?
trick, I understand. Treat seems a little weird to me.
Treat as in medical.
Oh.
Okay. Not as in like our gigolo can trick and treat. You know what I'm saying?
We will not be referring to the first mate as our gigolo.
Boo. He was a
gigolo. Just a gigolo and everywhere I go. Okay.
I raised my drive to 8 from 6. I raised my fight to 12 from 8. I raised my influence. I did not raise my influence, actually. I figure a D8's pretty good already. I raised my fix, however, from a D4 to an 8, because I don't think anybody has that. Okay. Well, then, I'm going to drop it down to a 6. It was at a 4, so I spent 2 points. So I'm going to put those 2 points in. Influence, which is a D12. I have a D10 of notice, a D8 in perform, and a D8 in shoot.
Okay, I'm so sorry. It is that time of day where my brain.
Well, hold on. Xander was next up for the question train.
I'm so sorry. Yes, please go.
Okay. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Ooh, we got one more to do. Do that. All right.
Did you have a question?
No, I was counting off like numbers on my fingers so I wouldn't like.
Oh.
So I was like, okay.
You had your hand up. I was like, Xan, want to say something?
No. I'm just like, hey, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, okay. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay. So if we don't already have it underlined, how many points does it cost to raise it up?
2 per die.
2. And we've got 12 points to spend.
9.
Okay, 9. And then if it's already underlined, it costs 1 point to raise.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. That's the odd number. All right. So I'm raising up survive, which is 2 points. I'm raising up shoot, which now makes 4 points. I'm raising up fight, which now makes 6 points. I'm raising up 6, 7, 8. Trick, I'm going to raise up. And then I'm going to raise up fly to a 10. Because that's already an 8. I'm going to raise up to a 10. Eh? Math, yes?
Okay, yeah.
All right. Whew, hard.
Okay.
What about the rest of y'all?
I'm going to need a minute.
I went, and I did this because I assumed that craft meant I can, like, craft shit. I kind of wanted my character to be a little bit crafty as well. So I raised that from a 6 to a 10. I also raised fix from a 6 to a 10. Raised focus from 6 to 8. Influence from 6 to 8. No from 6 to 8. Sneak from 6 to 8. And survive from 6 to 8.
Okay.
I did not raise any skills I didn't already have.
Got it. Bobby?
Just to clarify, this does not mean that I get to roll a D4, a D6, a D8, and a D10. It means I get to roll a D10 on that skill.
Yeah.
Got it.
What you got, Jacob?
So I'm still working my way through. Let's see, 2, 4, 5. Let's see. So I've gone to focus 10, operate 6, labor 6. We are going to go trick of 6. And so I got 2 more to go. And we're going to put those. Are you going to be more of a fighter or a shooter?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely more of a fighter. 12 and fight, 8 and shoot.
So I'm going 8 and shoot. And I'm going to say a 6 and shoot. And we're going to go a 2 and... we're just going to go an 8 and shoot. And yeah, we'll just take influence up to 10 as well.
Nice. Yeah, I modified mine a bit. I got drive of 8, fight of 12, fix I raised to 6 because I figure we don't have a ship's mechanic. So having some people around who could wrench on things is going to come in handy.
I got fix at 10.
Okay, good. Yeah. The two of us, I'll be your backup mechanic.
We'll get her done. Be a couple of grease monkeys.
Totally. Influence of 10, because somehow I just can. We're just that pretty. that we're ruggedly handsome. Look at that hero's chin. no, I've got a lover's chin. That's what I have.
Ben Affleck's chin. Got it.
I was thinking Eric Dane or... Michael Hamm, anyways.
Oh man, I am really picturing this guy looking like what's his name? Who? Chris Evans? Yeah. You know, but like short hair version of Chris Evans when he's super muscular, like his character from the All-80 Ghostbusters cast.
Oh,
you mean, are you talking about Chris Hemsworth?
Hemsworth, that's it. Hemsworth. Okay, who's Evans? Chris Hemsworth. Which one's Evans? Evans is Captain America,
Captain
right?
Captain America.
Yeah, I'm thinking Chris Hemsworth.
Which also Thor. Would work.
No, John Hamm. I was thinking of John Hamm. That's okay. That's the chin I'm picturing is John Hamm. Yeah.
Okay. No, he is totally going to be played by a short haired Chris Hemsworth. Anyway, notice.
Do I look
strangely
more like
enough,
a doctor with the saxophone or without the saxophone?
Strangely, his notice is high. It's a D8. He's occasionally observant, despite being dumb as a box of hair. he's pretty good at performing and decent at shooting. So, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Next, we get what are called specialties and signature assets. Specialties are subsets of skills that cover specific areas or subjects otherwise included with the skill. If you want your crew member to be especially talented in a certain area, take a specialty. What they do is they add an additional D6 to your dice pool when you're using them. For example, Zoe can shoot, but she's really good at carbines. Kaylee can fix, but she's really good at engines. Mal has influence, but he's really good at leadership. Specialties, we can get kind of nitty gritty on these and they can take some time to work out. Unless any of them are screaming at you, just kind of skip it? What are you thinking, Jacob?
I'm going to take a specialty in my influence skill of bureaucracy.
Okay. I'm going to take a specialty for fight in sucker punch.
And this lets you add an additional D6. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Okay. In that case, can I take a specialty of, like, I don't know, I'm just spitballing here, proselytizing and influence?
Ooh, yeah.
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 Or preaching.
Yeah.
Yeah. Preaching. The same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do that then. Do you just get to take one specialty?
It doesn't say.
Well, I'm assuming, why wouldn't you just like check all the sixes?
Oh, okay. It does specifically say take a specialty in a skill.
Okay, okay. Yep. I'm satisfied with where I put mine. That makes sense for me.
I mean, let me look at the sample characters. Well, the sample characters each have two specialties.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. They each have two. So let's do two. Yeah. Bobby?
Are you saying that we can make up our specialties?
Pretty much. Cool. Yeah.
Okay.
I am declaring this, thus it was stated.
I'm going to take a specialty in fly that I'm going to call, I didn't think that would work.
You already have that, actually.
What?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Like, I've already never done this before.
I don't have that yet.
Oh.
That's not checked. I've got born behind the wheel.
Okay. Sure, why not? I'll allow it.
All right.
Why not? Go for it.
Wait, I have, okay, plus D6.
Here's something that would make more sense is
what?
You could take piloting, and you could have here, call your specialty this could be a funny one. You can call it interpretive flying.
creative flying.
Yeah.
And that's under fly, but the specialty is called piloting.
Well, fly. Yeah. So it would be a specialty under flying. We'd just call it creative interpretive flight.
Interpretive flying. Yeah. Yes. What's the word I'm looking for? Unconventional maneuvering.
I'm going to take a specialty under influence, and it's going to be, look at me.
Wow. Oh, man.
When I'm basically trying to be the center of attention of a crowd.
Oh, God. We're going to call that skill histrionic.
And Xander?
Oh, God. My last one. I don't want to go and put it into craft and call the skill just straight up gerrymandering. Jury rigging. Sorry, that's me. My bad.
I'm like, wait, what? This is a different kind of game than I thought we were playing. Okay.
Or yeah, that go, no, actually, that probably should go under fix.
Yeah.
Yeah, be under fix.
Yeah. Cool. Cool.
If you hadn't taken fix, what I was one idea that I had on our break was that we could have none of us take fix, or at least very little, and then one of our running gags could be every time we hire a mechanic, they're like our red shirt. So we could just like
our mechanic's always an NPC, and they always die. Yeah. And like every time we go to port, we'd be like, so we need a mechanic. Yeah. What happened to the last one? They retired.
Thank God I didn't take the protect the crew.
As in, they were under the tire. They retired.
Yeah, they retired. Yeah.
No, yeah, I'm definitely thinking like the drummer from Spinal Tap is our mechanic. Just like rant, like just fucking combusting for no good reason all the time. Just boom. Like, oh, fuck. If only we had kept up the maintenance on this machine, it wouldn't keep blowing up our mechanics. Son of a bitch.
What? That didn't happen. He's exaggerating.
So for specialties, I took bureaucracy as a specialty in influence and alliance military as a specialty in no.
Ooh, that's good. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good call.
Nice. Yeah. See, we got some good.
This, good days ahead this of us, is a motley yeah. crew, sir. This is a motley and crew.
I served play. With pride there.
I want to play this game.
I do too. Like I want to get somebody to run it for us. Okay, next you have to pick what is called a signature asset. Everybody is going to get one, and essentially, Jane had Vera. Vera was his signature asset. They are possessions that you have a special connection to. They add a die to your die pool whenever you decide to use them. You cannot share them, but it's possible that you might steal one and eventually make it your own. Here's some examples from, for example, the career law dog. They have one of their assets is the badge, or another option is a law enforcement database. Whereas the border planet farmer, one of their assets could be alliance issued war rifle, or they could instead choose farm animals. Well, it's kind of weird, but all right, sure. Small-time trader. You could get a secret stash or an emergency alert. However, personally, if I was going to make a small-time trader based on the Firefly universe, my signature asset would be a very fine hat.
Obviously.
Black Ops character, the examples that they give are a stealth suit or a safe house map. Newly ordained shepherd, they give a pristine crucifix or a travel journal as ideas. Each one is basically, well, each one, I should say, you get one and you get to write it down under signature assets and you assign a D8 to it. It's a cool thing. I know what mine is.
I know what mine is.
I thought of mine in the bathroom earlier when we were taking a break. Mine is some weird, overly flashy and expensive Asian sword that he bought from a merchant because the merchant convinced him. It was like passed down through some kind of ancestry, and he thought that would look really cool as a focal piece, or maybe not even an Asian sword. It could be like some kind of a fancy French dueling rapier or something. Anyway, it's some gaudy, hideous, just out of nowhere. God. Like no one will ever carry this around, or it could be like some kind of dragon on the blade katana. It's something that he thinks is the coolest thing ever.
Look up ornate French dueling swords. Because they made some of the most god-awful, hideous swords. I mean, like, modern-day made-for-the-weeaboo market stuff is not as over-the-top as the Court of the Sun King dueling rapiers. They're just
god-awful. You're right. This is the Court of the Sun King.
What? Okay, I gotta look at this shit now.
I love it. Court of the Sun King.
Like, the one I'm picturing actually has an entire garden scene filigreed into the handguard, and and it has the most ridiculous quillions.
Nope. This is dumb.
The quill.
It has pearls inlaid.
Nope. Just that's insane. Dumb.
Oh, I love it. It's like gaudier. Yeah.
Oh my god, it's like the sword equivalent of those boots. That was like cowboy boots that like women spend like $350 on that have never stepped in shit ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Word.
Those are nice boots. I can tell they've never seen a horse.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What about you guys? What are you thinking?
So my character's signature asset is a vac suit, scratched, patched, and mended. He survived in it for over a week after the Battle of Sturgis while life support was down.
You said it was a vac suit?
Yep.
Got it.
Nice.
I like it. Yeah.
I'm going to go with a flask named Jonah, and inlaid on the flask is a whale with a crucifix on it.
That reminds me of that album that I had in my teenage years that I would cruise around the high school blasting of called Hollerin'. And in this Hollerin' album that was recorded in like the 60s or something in the Appalachians, I do remember very specifically one of the there were a number of songs that these Appalachian hillbillies were hollering and recording. And one of them was this old man going, where's Wild Jonah? 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 I was just like, oh my God, I would just blast that cruising in my 1978 Thunderbird down the high school driveway.
Of course you would. That checks out.
I had a 1974 GMC truck. He had a 1978 Thunderbird. It says something about our childhoods.
Mine was salmon pink.
I had a brown 83 Pontiac Bonneville, and I was probably blasting like Celtic rock out and The Cure out of it.
Can you blast The Cure?
Yeah. Depends on what song. Thank you very much, Jacob.
I mean, you can play it loud. I just don't think you can blast it.
Bullshit.
Actually, my Thunderbird was the color of Poppy's dress.
Oh, yeah. So, Bondo. It was the color of Bondo.
No. That was a 100 complete original factory paint job on that thing.
Like a salmon?
I bought it from some old lady who... she just couldn't drive anymore. She was basically half blind and couldn't move around. She was selling her old Thunderbird that she had driven like 8 times. Man. She was just sitting in her garage for like 20 years.
Sometime remind me to tell y'all the story of the Mary Kay Thunderbird in my hometown.
Oh, yeah.
It was Mary Kay Pink.
It was not just Mary Kay Pink. It was the Mary Kay Pink.
Oh, my God.
The exact same color. It's a specific color.
Yeah, just like Tiffany Blue. Yep. It's a specific Pantone color.
Mm-hmm.
Xander?
My first and only car was a 1980 VW Rabbit convertible.
I had a Cabriolet. I had a 1986. It was the same thing. Cabriolet was the... Because I remember the 1985 was the last Rabbit convertible. Mm-hmm. The 1986 was the Cabriolet convertible. They were the same fucking vehicle. They just changed the name on it.
We're bikers, dice, and bars. We're talking about our cages.
Oh. God, I loved that thing. It was fun.
It was so good. Like
it was also loud as fuck on the highway.
Everything was manual on it. Everything was 100% manual.
Yes.
No power steering.
It was like a crank to start it. Oh. Is that what
well, yeah, it was a car owned by me. Of course it fucking did. All right, continue.
Okay, signature assets, folks. Which of you has the 1978 Thunderbird? No,
I'm thinking that my signature asset is a pistol. I'm thinking that I have my father's gun. And I know it's like, okay. I'm trying to decide if it's like a semi-automatic or if it's like a revolver. Like, I can't quite decide. Thoughts?
Ooh, a Derringer?
Ooh.
Tiny, small, super concealable.
No, I think it's going to be like a big badass. I have a big fucking cock kind of gun.
The question that I have for you is, for a role-playing focus, do you want this to be something that was important to your dad and what your dad did? Or do you want this to be some kind of a strange collectible that your dad had?
This is...
Because I'm saying, if it was important to what he did, it could be something like his service pistol or something along those lines. However, if it's something that he had been collecting or maybe that was handed down to him, it could be some kind of like big-ass fucking Western-looking Colt.
I think it's a big ass fucking Colt. I don't think this was a service pistol. I think he was like incinerated and like just never seen again.
Wow.
You know? So I think this is something he had at
That's rough, buddy.
I think he had something he had like at home that was like when I kind of ran away and had to fend for myself. This is like the only part of him that I have. So fucking call it a Taurus Judge. God damn it.
Okay. All right, then. The last thing, the very last thing we have to do, and then your characters are complete. You have 5 final points to spend. And now, They call them points, but think of them as purchases. 5 purchases that you can acquire. Each purchase that you make can add a new specialty to a skill. I see. We're going to consider that okay. Your characters have already spent one of these points. Because now I'm looking back at the character archetypes and they've spent these points. Looks like each of them spent one of these points to buy a specialty. Okay. Okay. You can create another signature asset. Or you can step up a D6 signature asset to a D8. Wait, what? Oh, okay. This is fucking weird. Here's how this works. Sorry. It's confusing. With these points, you can either add a new specialty, create a new D6 signature asset, or increase a D6 signature asset to a D8.
Got it.
So, question.
Yeah.
What? So that signature asset that I just invented, my gun, is it automatically a D6?
No, it's a D8. Any of the ones that you got for free were a D8. So what I'm going to do is for this guy, I'm going to buy a signature asset at a D6, and it's going to be, if any of you have ever seen Anchorman, he's got Sex Panther perfume.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh boy. So I've spent one we already spent one for the specialty. So I'm spending another one for the Sex Panther perfume. I'm spending another one to raise that to a D8.
Okay.
So what I'm hearing you say, because I'm drunk and I kind of wasn't listening, was that I can either upgrade my current item or I can create another item that also is a D8 or is a D6.
You cannot upgrade the current one.
Okay.
Because it's a D8. You can get a new one at D6. And if you want, you can spend another point to raise that to a D8.
Signature asset.
And we have 5 points?
5 points.
Right.
4, technically. You've already considered yourself already spent one on that. So I can get the second specialty.
4 more items at a D8.
No.
2 more to D8.
2 more to D8.
It's my Friday. I'm tired.
Fair enough.
I'm going to get drive. He's good at driving, but I'm going to get a specialty in drive of hovercraft.
That's a good idea. I'm going to take survive space.
I need another signature item. I want a serious
one. Yeah, I'm just going to get signature items. I'm not going to upgrade my skills.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I need stuff.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so here's what I have come up with. Under signature assets. I've got multi-tool. Because our engineers are always dying. So I've got a multi-tool. And we're just going to imagine this is some kind of futuristic multi-tool that can, like, just... Like those fucking like nanobot things in Star Trek Next Gen that can just like replicate whatever fucking tool it wants for the job, and they become sentient and it's just like, it needs this one. Here you go. Like my multi-tool is kind of like that. If you got that reference, I like you very much. And then I also, because I'm the pilot, I have Map of the Known Universe. So that we'll pretty much never be lost. How's that sound?
Sure. Sexy. I don't care.
You love it. Panther musk cologne person. Okay, I'm done.
I'm going to get a badass leather jacket. But like an actually
it's
badass
like
leather
badasses,
jacket.
Made of
badasses. Like, yeah. Like, well, the perfume, sure, the perfume's terrible and he thinks it's great. The sword is ridiculous, even though he loves it. But his leather jacket is like that one thing that you're like, damn, dude, nice fucking jacket.
The one thing he has that is actually cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to put that as a D8 because I want the sex panther to be at a D6. It'll be more likely to fuck me up by accident.
I'm envisioning your character as every time we get into any kind of situation that might be even a little bit dirty, you're just like, not the coat. Oh, you know.
No, he's not just prissy. Like, not at all. He's just not very smart, but he's trustworthy.
Okay, I went ahead and put a D6 into craft for the specialty of things that go boom.
Nice. You're the preacher?
I'm a really crafty fixer-up kind of guy, and I used to have a pretty bad criminal past, so I still know how to make improvised explosives. That's all.
Cool. Okay, that's cool.
I mean, how else are we going to make the holy hand grenade of Antioch?
The holy IED of nice. Firefly?
Of Beaumont, yeah. Anyways, I went and raised a throw from 6 to 8 because how else is she going to throw the holy hand grenade of Antioch? And for a personal item that I decided to go level up to a D8, I went with pearl handled revolver.
Ooh. Do we just like randomly have shooting contests on the ship? And the captain's like, stop fucking shooting the guns while we're in space. What the fuck's the matter with you?
Yeah, I'm just kind of picturing one of the opening scenes from Fallout 3 when your father gets you that BB gun for the first time and you go down into the vault to go like shoot rad roaches with it. I'm picturing something like that and like an innocuous like metal hull of the ship that's not going to get damaged in case we like, you know, have a few me to drink and start shooting cans or whatever.
Like, we put like 3 old mattresses behind it. It's fine.
Yeah, what are you yelling about? Ugh.
What are you worried about? It's fine. I know what I'm doing.
So I added a specialty to fight improvised weapons. I added a specialty to survive, that being space. And I took a D8 signature asset, which is his naval ribbon rack in the metal case. So.
Oh, naval as in Navy, not as in belly button. Okay.
Yeah. I decided to lower both of my new purchases to D6, and I took another specialty, which is notice things that can kill us.
Yeah. Nice.
All right.
So that's pretty much it. I have a name. I've decided he goes by Perk, P-E-R-K, or P-E-R-C.
I never remember his name. I call him Prick.
His actual name, his real name is Perseus Alexius.
Oh. Nice. Very nice.
All right. That's how we're doing this.
My character also has a name. They are they, them. And no one on the ship really knows their biological sex. And anytime somebody asks, like, hey, are you a man? Are you a woman? Are you a boy or a girl? Their response is just, fuck you. Their name is... Their name is Hull, as in H-O-U, with a little accent over the O, which is Chinese for monkey. They just go by Ho, as in like H-O-U.
I'll go. This here's going to be Shepherd Jeremiah O'Hare.
Jeremiah O'Hare.
Yeah, Shepherd O'Hare. And I'm here to go and save your soul and get your whistle right wet with God.
Did you say wet with God?
Wet your whistle with God.
And Jacob?
I am Ang, A-N-G, Cumberland.
All right, Captain.
Captain Cumberland, I like it.
Captain Cumberland. Now, Captain.
He tends to prefer you if you call him Chief, because Captain still makes him feel uncomfortable.
Because he was only ever a sergeant.
Master Chief Petty Officer.
Yeah.
So after you come up with all of this, there's some like questions to flesh out your character, such as where you've been, where you're from, what you do, thoughts on the unification, thoughts on politics, thoughts
go
on
Alliance.
The
core,
thoughts on the outside. There's also a ship. You can technically we can begin with a ship. Building a ship can be a whole other thing.
It is.
We can actually come back to that some other time. It's a whole other character sheet.
The front page.
It's a lot. There's a lot. There's almost as much here for building a ship as there is for building a character.
Well, the ship is a character.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a trope.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think of the crew so far?
I'm excited about this, actually. Like, I kind of want to play this game as not a one shot, but as like maybe like 4-5 sessions, like a short, like, you know,
like episodic,
like a mini series, like a 4-part mini series.
I'd like that. And I wish that I could play too. So if we were to do this, we need to find a Firefly proficient GM.
Cool.
So if you're listening or watching, let us know if this is your specialty, because we love to play with this crew. We just haven't built our ship yet.
We must know somebody who's run this before.
Xander, Jacob, what do y'all think?
I am very excited to go and see what kind of fucked up trouble this crew gets into, because I don't see how it's not possible that we couldn't.
Like, honestly, if we don't get into
trouble, we have played these characters wrong.
Yeah, I think our first adventure should be trying to find a mechanic. But although that said, Xander, you have a really high fix skill, so we might not need a mechanic.
And I've got the multi-tool of awesomeness.
Yeah. In this system, and you might not know the answer, could a character lend me their signature asset for a skill that I am? Okay.
Yeah. Signature assets, I understand, cannot be used by other characters.
But I'm guessing you could, tell me what to do.
My skill was way better than your D8.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
don't quote me on it. You can borrow a signature asset, but you get no mechanical advantage from it. So if someone's signature asset was a gun, it would just be the normal gun in your hands.
Yeah, it wouldn't have the asset bonus. A
multi-tool. It would not give you the benefit.
It would just be a fucking Leatherman instead of this amazing. Okay, I see. Not that a Leatherman are amazing.
Leathermen are amazing.
Leatherman, if you're looking to sponsor a podcast.
And trust me, Poppy is always looking for Leatherman to sponsor the podcast.
I think I might have bought this book at WagonCon 2018.
Awesome.
Oh, cool. I found a WagonCon 2018 flyer in there.
Nice.
So
one of our Wagoneers. Maybe one of our Wagoneers. I've just coined this
Wagon Train to the Stars.
Wagoneers
can run this. Maybe perhaps Zach or Buckley or I don't know.
Bonerman.
Yeah. Oh my God, he'd be great. Oh my God.
Oh my God, Aaron Bowman.
Dude, run our Firefly game. I will feed you whiskey.
We'll talk. We'll talk. Yeah, well, that's fine. He doesn't have to. He brings enough energy without it.
We'll feed him other things.
We are running way long on time tonight. Word. So let's go ahead and close this out. We can come back to building a ship if we ever run this. What do y'all think of the character creation system?
It's kind of fun, actually. I didn't initially fully grasp the skill section. It was a little bit kind of convoluted. But once I got the hang of it and realized you could do some specialties and stuff like that and really kind of hone in onto what really cool skills and character expanding skills that you wanted your character to have, I was like, I actually like that a lot.
And for me, this is so much better than Serenity, the role-playing game was.
Yeah. Yeah. Bobby?
I like what I'm learning. Is I like character creations that seem a lot more sort of open. Unlike, what was it, D&D or Dungeon Crawl Classics or whatever the fuck we did, when you were like, no, you can't be a gnome assassin.
You were so upset by that.
And I'm like, fuck you. Like, fuck you. I want to be a gnome assassin. Like, I like that there. This feels a little bit more freeform and a little bit more open for you to be like, what do you want to do? Who do you want to be? Like, let's just from scratch create a character with a little bit of sort of guidance along the way, you know. But I like that it's more freeform, so that I feel like I can be more creative and feel more like invested in the character that I'm creating. That's cool. I dig that.
Poppy Great. Doesn't like to be told gnome.
Oh, Jacob.
I don't think I was drunk enough to fuck this up. This session ran pretty quickly. Yep. I dig it. I'd like to get this into play sometime. So let's see if we can find a GM. Yeah.
Yeah. Looking for a GM for Firefly, the role-playing game.
All right. Let's go ahead and close this out. You've been listening to Blackers Dice and Bars, Portland, Oregon. I'm NPC.
I'm just Jacob.
I'm Dr. Xander Gerrymander.
And I am Poppy Beaujolais.
Find us online, join our Discord, drop some money on Patreon if you want to help us pay the bills. But until next time, as usual, I want to remind you.
Always keep a shiny side up.
Always keep tipping your bartenders.
May your dice always roll crits.
Please always drink responsibly. And please vote.
Yeah. Fucking vote. Just fucking vote.
Good night, y'all.
Good night.
Thanks for joining us, friend. We've reached the end of Blackers Dice and Bars.